What's up, guys? Welcome to my podcast. We still have no name for this podcast. So if you guys have a name, just be sure to let us know in the comments below. Today, I have a very special guest. He is technically my very first guest because we're trying to get things working around here. So welcome, first of all.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, and his name is Ahmed.
My name is Ahmed, you know, whatever, however you want to call me, however you want to call it or pronounce it, whatever. It's all good.
Thanks for coming, man. I know it was it's a hard drive up here, but you made it through, and I'm really excited for this podcast, man. We're gonna talk about a lot of things. All right.
All right.
We're gonna get to know who you are.
Got you.
Who Ahmed is, what his dreams mm-hmm. and aspirations are, what drives you, and what got you to this. What got you to YouTube, man? What brought you here?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, without further ado, I'm not gonna waste any more time. Just take it away.
Shoot. Well, my name is Ahmed. Shit, well, where should I look? Should I just look in that camera or just look?
Just talk
at
to
you?
Me.
Got you. Yeah, so my name's Ahmed. I'm from Princeton, New Jersey. Since I dropped out of school, I feel like I should just tell you guys my high school. I went to Princeton Day School. It's a really cool private school in Princeton. If there's really one takeaway I got from it, it was really that I love making people laugh and I want to put a smile on people's faces. When I went to college, it just... Everything just took a downturn because I was kind of a loser until like junior year of high school, or like the summer before junior year. I was actually a loser. I literally had no friends, and the first place I was ever invited to was my boy Isaac's house, and that was to study for a test the beginning of junior year. So I was loser till sophomore year. I hit puberty finally. My shoe size went from like 8 to 13. So ladies, do the math.
He's tall.
I grew like 6 inches and my voice got deep and I like to think I got funny. So junior and senior year were kind of a movie for me. You know, I kind of went from having no friends to a lot and it was awesome. I loved it and I miss it every single day. Then when I went to college, I just felt like I got depressed again because I was just alone again. And before, I was desensitized to it because I never knew what it was like to not be alone. And then once I got that little taste junior and senior year of like having friends and having like a nice group of people I can always go to having nothing again, really kind of, it blew. I'm not going to lie, it sucked. And yeah. it was really ass. Am I allowed to curse?
You know, small curse words are fine,
yeah,
but like
you,
the,
you,
the
got you,
hard,
I got
like, you.
You
know, hard R and F curse, nah.
Yeah. So
but if
I,
you do, I'll edit it out, so don't worry, just be comfortable.
So I, so it sucked, and that's when I left Rutgers, and I knew that I wanted to make people laugh, and however I could do that, whether it was in front of or behind the camera, I was down with it, and it wouldn't matter if I would need to scrub floors at McDonald's for like 10, 20, 30 years because I knew, you know, I'm prepared to go through hell for, you know, 10 years or whatever to experience heaven for the rest of my life. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, sounds good, man. Sounds good. Ahmed.
What's up?
You told us a little bit about yourself. Okay. I want you to tell us a little bit more about what it is that you wish to achieve because I heard, you know, from a little bird that you want to be an actor and... that's one of your dreams, and you want to be in the Hollywood world. So that's something I share with you too. You know, that's the reason why I started YouTube. I wanted to be that guy in Hollywood. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be the first Muslim or first Egyptian to get the Oscar. But I actually might get beat by Rami Malek because he's Egyptian and he's already in the runnings for an Oscar. I don't know if he won one yet. And then Naija, who is that? That guy, he's an African American actor. Mahershala, right? Yeah, he is Muslim and he's the very first Muslim to get an Oscar. So, but congrats to him. All right,
congrats
so we didn't manage to get that, but you know it's still there. So tell us why do you want to do that? Like why did you want to become an actor?
If you want, do you want my honest opinion?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I saw a quote online by Robert Downey Jr. and he was like. He said, acting is just lying. If you're a good liar, you're a good actor.
Ooh.
And it was a really bad trait to have, but right now I think it was good, but it was still a really bad trait to have. I was a really just bad liar when I was a kid and when I was younger, like a few years back. I would just lie over the littlest things, the smallest things. And to this day, I still don't even know why I would lie about that kind of stuff. And you know, Yusuf called me out on it a few times, and he's the one that really got me to like, just be real and just keep it a buck always and every single day. And that's just what I've been trying to do. But yeah, that sucked. And then, like I said earlier in high school, I just loved making people laugh. So with I do want to be an actor, and I do want to act, because I took acting classes before, especially in high school, and I did all that kind of drama stuff, and I loved it. I literally, like, I looked forward to it every single day. You know, the thing is, my actual goal in life is to just make a living, being able to support myself and any family I might have in the future, you know, while living a comfortable life, while just making people laugh. And whether I do that, whether that's in front of the camera or behind, I'm fine. You get what I'm saying? And I was a little hesitant on starting YouTube because in terms of acting, you know, there's always that rumor that goes around that you get stuck to the character you play, or you get stuck to your certain personality, especially if you start YouTube. And I was kind of reluctant on starting YouTube first because it was like there were a lot of positives and also a lot of negatives, right? If I started my YouTube, what was going through my head was, oh my God, what if this blows up? And what if I really do become big on YouTube? Will I just be stuck in YouTube forever? Like, will I not be able to go into acting because of YouTube? But then that kind of got diffused real soon when I started YouTube, because I saw, you know, big names like Liza Koshy, you know, doing her thing and all that kind of stuff. So then that settled me down a lot. But yeah.
Like I was going to say, you were psyching yourself up before it happens. You know, I know a lot of people who do that. They would psych themselves out without actually just seeing it out and realizing what happens at the end. Because, you know, like, I noticed that when I psych myself out, I used to do that a lot. Like, I'm always afraid, like I would always have auditions and I would have big projects, but I'll always pull back and pull out because I feel like I might not be good enough, I might not get this good enough, or might not say this right. And that cost me a lot of things. But if I really push through, there's some people who see something in you that you don't see in yourself.
Yeah, so that's crazy how you bring that up, because that's actually the problem I'm literally facing right now, yeah. And I just don't know how to get away from it. So in terms of my YouTube videos, I just haven't been posting at all or anything like that. Uh-huh. And I kind of took a step back to dissect it, and I realized that when I do film a video, because there's like over the last few months, there's probably been like 50 videos I filmed and I just deleted because I just didn't like. And because I love YouTube, right? And I love everything about YouTube and being able to, you know, be my own boss, posting what I want and doing it how I'd like.
Exactly.
And the thing is, I'll psych myself out when I do film something. I'll immediately think, oh my God, what if this isn't good enough? I kind of set a standard for myself. Is this not breaking that standard? I want to get higher and do better each and every video. You know, what if this is just derailing that? What if this video is just not good enough for me? I know I could do better and I just won't post it. And not only that, but if I spend too much time on a video, like for example, in Final Cut, just editing, I'll eventually start to think that the video is just not as funny as I thought it was. Mm-hmm. And I just won't post it. Even though it's just me getting so used to the video that I don't think it's funny anymore, when other people might think it is.
That's,
you get what I'm
very
saying?
Interesting. Yeah. That's very interesting, actually, because for me, like, I feel like if I put in so much work, I'll be like, screw it. I don't care if it's funny. I'm just going to put that out there and see what happens.
Nah, for me, it's the complete opposite. Even if I put in like days of work, I just wouldn't care. If it's not good enough, I'll just restart. I'll do something else.
I mean, that is commendable, though. I mean, you know, to some people, like, that's like perfectionism. But remember, perfectionism doesn't really...
Yeah, you know, no, I remember touching base with this with my manager. I just got to get over it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's definitely one important thing. But I mean, you made me laugh. I would say, to be honest with you, like I don't really laugh that much. I used to laugh a lot when I was a kid. So the only person that really could make me laugh is my younger brother for some reason. Like he would
really?
Make me die out laughing. So you got a little chuckle out of me, so that's good.
Shoot. I'll take that.
All right. So, like, I want you to tell me a little bit more now, like, about your vlog and what it is now that you're really trying to achieve with what you're doing right now. And how did you go through what you went through? And I've noticed, like, you know, there have been some things that you've been going through, like, on recent things, like, you know,
yeah.
You were just on Drama Alert lately, so
yeah,
I mean, that's pretty huge. I used to be on Drama Alert for the wrong reasons, but yeah, we're past that now, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so tell me about everything and let me know
about everything. So just off rip, I'm just gonna say, you know, you just real quick touched base on, you know, a point about me and like what I'm doing right now and stuff like that. If I'm keeping it honest, if I'm keeping it 100%, I don't know what the hell I've been doing. I don't know what I'm still doing, and I don't know what I'm about to do in the future. I'm completely just lost. I'm confused, out of my mind, and I'm just winging it. I'm being completely honest. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay.
And how all this started was, so Yusuf, a.k.a. Fousey, a.k.a. FouseyTube, you know, him, you know, the person who was on top of YouTube at a certain point in time, he actually moved. He bought a house in Jersey, you know, right next to mine. It was probably like a 30-second boosted board ride just there, and I was there. So one night, I knew he lived next to me, right? I never went up to his house, or I never, you know, knocked on the doorbell or rang the doorbell or whatever, because it was just, that was just an invasion of privacy. I never did anything like that because, you know, I knew that he just didn't, like, wouldn't appreciate that, and I knew that he's had problems with that in the past. Yeah. So what happened was he was streaming one night. He was Twitch streaming, and he had probably about, like, 40, 50 people watching him, I remember, and I would watch his Twitch streams because I knew he lived next to me. And one night he said, yo, if anyone has Bud in Princeton, you know, hit me up. So I was like, all right, I don't have Bud, but I go to Rutgers, a huge state school. I could definitely find some right now. So I real quick hit him up. And the funny thing is his number was online. So I just real quick FaceTimed him. And then I just noticed he FaceTimed me right back after it ended. And then I literally drove to New Brunswick. I drove 20 minutes to New Brunswick, picked some up, came back, 20-minute drive again. And then came through to his house, and then that was that. And then ever since then, we just started Twitch streaming together because we had a fire Twitch stream that night, and we just started hanging out. I think that was fall of 2016. And then we kept Twitch streaming, and the numbers just kept growing. So we grew the channel up to, like, almost 100,000 followers. I think it was, like, 85, 86, 87,000, something like that.
The Twitch channel?
Yeah, the Twitch channel. It lost a few thousand followers now because of all the stuff that's happened. I ended up working for him towards the end, filming for him, stuff like that. And I'd help him kind of essentially be his right-hand man. You know, anything he needed, I got him with it. So that's that. And, then the Twitch ended up growing from, like, 50 people to, like, 100, 200 to 1,000. And then I think the max we ever hit one night, it could have been, like, 7 or 8,000 people just watching. And it was awesome. It was amazing. It was so fun, and it was so raw and genuine because we both loved doing it. You know, literally everyone always asks us, or everyone always asked us, sorry, that, you know, how do we keep the content up on Twitch? How did we stream every night? How do we do this? How do we do that? To tell you the truth, literally, Yusuf and I, we never thought of any content to do on Twitch. Maybe here and there something would pop up if we hung out earlier that day. But usually I would just come over to his house after work. I used to work at, a bank or a credit union, and then later went to Johnson & Johnson. And I would literally work from, like, 6 a.m., to like 7, and then I'd get home, eat something, take a shower real quick, go to his house around 9, start streaming then, and then literally leave around sometimes I'd pull all-nighters and then just leave, having to leave around like 4, wake up again at 6, and then just keep my day going. And we would never plan anything out. I would literally just get there, and we would just say, all right, we would just start the stream up and then just improvise.
Wow.
And then we would just try it. And then what really sucked is that he ended up signing with Winfinity, right, with Adam and Nas and whatever. And then he ended up leaving to Australia for the tour. And that was when we hit our peak on Twitch. And it was just, you know, Yusuf, we're doing awesome on Twitch. Are you sure you want to do this? And he did. And you know, eventually, you know, whatever happened. And he ended up telling me that, you know, he wished he listened to me. And he wished that we were just still Twitch streaming. And I wish that, too. I wish none of this nonsense happened. We could have still been Twitch streaming ever since that time when he signed with Winfinity. And we could have grew it to however big it would have been now. And it kind of just sucks thinking about that, because something that could have potentially been so great and so awesome and original and pure is now ruined. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's now no longer an iron in the fire.
That sucks. That really sucks, because that's huge. I mean, like, 80,000 on Twitch is not, that's not a small feat. That's pretty huge. And I can imagine the subs were pretty up there too.
No, the subs were growing. We had, like, that, right? The max people we had, the donations were booming. Subs were booming. The max people we've had in the Twitch stream in one night was probably like 8K. And then we grew it, you know, huge. And it was amazing, especially for me. It was just such a different lifestyle, because I went from being a regular kid from Princeton, going to Rutgers, whatever, with having all these crazy dreams about having, you know, people watching me and stuff like that online, to actually doing it with someone I used to be a huge fanatic of. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I used to be a huge, crazy, avid fanatic of Fousey and FouseyTube and all his videos. I'll still rewatch his videos to this day just to get a laugh. My favorite video has always been and still is that Flappy Bird prank he did with Ahmed, the other Ahmed, who, by the way, owes me a new pair of Air Force Ones. He really just ruined my pair, so I'm going to need that if he does watch this. But It was great. It was awesome. It was just such a good time because we would always just have a new adventure each and every day. And then eventually, you know, like all good things got to come to an end. You know, a few things started popping up, and then that's when the whole July 15th thing happened. And then that's just that. And now we're here.
Yeah, man. I mean, like I don't think all good things have to come to an end. There's always a new chapter. There's always something new that comes out. You know, like, I mean, this is an analogy that really would probably not make sense, but to me it makes sense. You know, like, there's always a lot of pressure in our life and things always go bad, but it's what makes us better from it. You know, like, for instance, diamonds, you know, in order to make diamonds, they had so much pressure put onto them, and from dirt you can have diamonds, you know? So I'm butchering the saying, but it's something along those lines. And I feel like that's what it is. I really hope, like, you could fix that situation with him and everything. Like, I don't know.
There's a lot of lot of stuff that happened. I'm trying to just keep between us. But at the end of the day, I mean, if we can just move past it, I'm so down. If not, it's really whatever.
Yeah, I mean, and I hope you guys move past it. So with that said, we could move past that and talk about other things. You're still on Twitch, though, right?
Yeah, no, I had to make my own account. I made my own account, and it's awesome. You know, a lot of people followed me from the original account to my account now, and it's just awesome because now it's just, you know, me doing my own thing now, building something from scratch with my own name, and that's kind of what I told. I was actually reluctant to take because Yusuf gave me that Twitch account. Yeah. First it was, you know, Fousey, then I changed it to A Breezy TV, and that was a Twitch account he gave me after the whole July 15th, after everything went down and he wanted to move out of the country. He gave me that account. At first, he wanted me to be a partner. At first, he wanted to give me the YouTube channel, which later turned into a partnership of the YouTube channel. And I said no because that was his channel. You get what I'm saying? And he built that, and it was his name off rip. You know, I have my own channel. I want to build my channel up to that and to get further than that. You know, I don't want a channel like that to be handed to me. And I even said no to the Twitch account at first too, but then not only did he, but also everyone from the Twitch streams, everyone, you know, all the viewers told me to take it and told me to at least try it out because it was me that also helped build it as well as him. You know, it was kind of a dual effort because we both started off rip in the beginning to really Twitch streaming almost every night and building that channel up, which is why I took it. And then after that, he ended up taking it back and I had to make my own account, and then now we're here.
Yeah, and I think you're going to succeed. You're going to do well. I think you're going to do well.
Fingers crossed.
You know, just keep those positive vibes. And I think, you know, if it doesn't work out, then don't, like I remember telling you, just don't let it get to you. Because, I, you know, I've been through the same situation in the past, and I've had my things in the past. And it's hard to move on, because I can imagine, you know, you guys were good friends and stuff like that. But maybe in the future, once, you know, things come to perspective, everyone will see.
Once things dial down.
Yeah, things dial down, and then they're going to start seeing, like, the difference and all that. But it's just crazy that we will run into things like that cause, you know, because I feel like a lot of us have a lot of good things going on, right? And they're lucrative, but there's always either a personality or an ego that will get in the way and just, like, kind of cause a rift in it, a crack in it that just is always going to be there, and it's not really as hard to get rid of. But you seem like you're giving off positive vibes from what I see, so I know that, you know, you just got to keep doing your thing, man. Just keep doing your thing, and
that's all you can do. I'm just trying.
Yeah, man. It's a good sign, you know. Like, you, I feel like you really, like, I, you just came into the scene, and then, like, everybody's like, oh, well, who's this Ahmed guy? You know, like, I honestly, when I saw you, I thought you were like...
I'm still asking that question. I have no idea.
Don't worry, you'll find it. But it's like, when I saw you, I was like, oh, this is probably one of his good old friends. Because you guys seemed like you're clicking.
Yeah,
like,
we were really close.
You guys seemed like the chemistry was there. And I thought you were like an old friend who was there from the day one. That's what it seemed like. And was just behind the camera, but now you finally came in front of the camera to kind of help him out with everything that's going on, to kind of, you know, you know, hold him down. That's what it seemed to me. But now you're telling me that, you know, you just came in recently, but that just shows how much of a good person you are to really, like, you know, just give your all off at once like that. You know, that's a pretty commendable thing. And you mentioned a lot, like, about what happened, like, we had to leave the Twitch channel. So, I mean, like, what did you do and how did you deal with that? Like, once he had to leave?
Yeah, so it was, it sucked, right? So we were in LA, and he called me. I was in Target with, you know, a bunch of the guys, and, you know, and he called me and he just said, yo, listen, you know, I know we said that Twitch was like our thing, but it's going to be your thing now. I want to give that channel to you and just keep doing that for me. You know, I'm out now. I'm done. I did what I needed to do, and I'm kind of leaving social media, all that kind of stuff. So during that whole I'm leaving social media phase that he had, you know, that's when he started giving stuff away, and that's when we had that talk. And it was sad, obviously, because it was just someone I looked up to in the past, which then became almost a brother to me, which then became someone I worked for. It just, he represented a lot to me. So it was just like, and now all of a sudden he's just dropping off the grid and leaving. So obviously it sucked, and obviously it was sad. But, you know, then again, at first I just didn't want anything to do with the Twitch account or the YouTube channel or anything like that, because I wanted to build stuff, like I wanted to build my own name, right? And I ended up taking the Twitch account for the reasons I told you already. You know, everyone said I had a hand in building it and all that kind of stuff. So that's why I took it. And I did end up Twitch streaming, but it just wasn't the same, right? And it ended up losing followers because – and I kind of understood why.
Why do you think that was?
Because people mainly followed for us, right, for Yusuf and I.
That makes sense.
And now it was just me. So, like, it makes sense why they would unfollow. But because same – like, with Yusuf, too, whenever I couldn't make it to the streams every once in a while – he would stream by himself, and everyone in the chat would be like, where's Ahmed? Where's Ahmed? Like, where is he? Like, we want him, whatever, whatever. And when I would stream, I kind of got that same thing. Where's Fousey? How's Fousey doing? Like, we want Fousey back in here, too. It's always the both of you guys. So there was just, you know, kind of a world we couldn't get out of in that sense. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that's kind of, after he took that Twitch channel back, that's when I was just like, okay, let me just make a new channel, start from scratch, and just... get the people I want inside here. You know, a few things did go down between Yusuf and I don't really want
to
touch base on those too much.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Because, you know, I just want
to
keep that between us because that's just good. And, you know, putting stuff online, for example, with the Drama Alert thing, I never wanted to be, like, a part of Drama Alert, and it kind of sucks that I am or I was because, you know, I wanted to start 2019 off just fresh, no more drama, just doing me, having fun, because I always say I always miss the old YouTube, right?
Yeah,
with the old throwbacks like Kev Jumba, Niga Higa, all those, you know, OG YouTubers. And because before it was just pure and it was, you could just see the genuinity and sincerity in everyone's videos because they did it out of love for the craft. But now it's just convoluted or concentrated maybe with just clout, fame, money, numbers, and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like people just lost touch of their roots or lost touch of what or / why they even started YouTube.
Sorry about that, man. See,
what were we talking about?
We got to do the ghetto way. is that camera is leaking, tweaking again, or is it good?
Leaking.
I said leaking. My bad.
No, it's good. I checked it before.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So, yeah. So you want to continue on 2019, making it positive and stuff like
yeah.
that. That's good. So please continue your thoughts. I'm sorry to cut you off.
I completely forgot where I was.
All right, so you're talking about how you want to make this, you know, you had your things that happened between him, and you should definitely keep it between you
guys. Oh, no, I got where we were. All right, sorry, my fault. My mind just spazzed out. But what's it called? Yeah, I did. That's why I didn't want to be on Drama Alert, because I just did want to start off 2019 with just, you know, good vibes and good energy. But then I was, and that kind of sucked. And really just whenever it all went down with Yusuf and I, it sucked because it was just over just the dumbest reason. And that's why it just got me upset, because it was just like, why ruin something that could have potentially been so good? Because he did have plans on returning and, like, you know, coming back and doing his own thing.
Can I be honest?
What's up?
I hope he returns.
I hope he does too, because it's just he was in a really, really tough spot. And you know, no one deserves. I think what sucks about Yusuf is what I did notice. Regardless of what happened between Yusuf and I, this is just the truth, and I just want to say this out. Whenever any other YouTuber were to do something, whether good or bad, it's fine, right? But if Yusuf were to do something, he just gets a ton of hate for it. You get what I'm saying? There was just a huge, I think double standard is the word to use, a huge double standard, because it was just always Yusuf that just couldn't win. He could never win. And there's so much, and Yusuf just, if I'm being so honest, he's told me a lot of stuff that's went down between him and everyone else that he's had beef with or drama.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's able to just stay quiet and not say a word about any of it really amazes me. You know, I honestly, I don't have the same strength he does to really be able to do that, because he actually is holding in. And whether it's healthy or not, and whether that could be aiding in any depression or bipolar he might have now, I don't know about all that, but, you know, the fact that he still can do it and just hold everything in and be able to just keep everything to himself, it just blows my mind. It's just
amazing.
Has
he ever told you about the drama between me and him?
No, he's never told me about that. He did tell me about, you know, he just went in depth about what happened with him and Adam and a bunch of other people. So, and it's just, that just blows my mind.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, I really loved seeing, like, you know, just more Muslim creators on the platform. That's really what I liked, you know? And I think there's always an issue. Like, it's like we always butt heads. There's always, like, a clash when it's, like, Muslim creators that come together. And there's, like, I don't know if it's a Muslim thing or I don't know what it is. But there's always, like, ego that gets thrown around.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what pushes people away. It's not necessarily that they're bad people. But I think this could be like this little break that he's having. I mean, I don't know, like, I don't want to speak for him, but I feel like it could be a good thing to help him kind of like readjust himself, because he always comes back strong. You know what I've noticed from his contents and stuff. We've had our you know, our issues in the past, but I've looked beyond it. I'm glad he doesn't bring it up anymore. But, like, you know, it was kind of that thing. You know, I was a big fan too. You know, I wanted to work with him. I already had my platform. I was ready, and I was popping on my thing. You know, like, I had almost like 150K. So I was like, oh wow, this is like there's a Muslim YouTuber who's popping right now, and he's doing great. That's awesome. I wanted to do the Nigi Higa type route, because I worked with Nigi Higa, and I've you know, what they do is amazing, because they bring all the Asians together, and then they're doing Rise, like there's this Asian group that created Rise 88. You heard of that?
I haven't, no.
All right, so basically it's like all the Asian creators. Filthy Frank is part of it. He doesn't do Filthy Frank now, his persona. Do you know Filthy Frank?
I don't.
Okay, Filthy Frank was like a really popping, he's like kind of like a crazy character on YouTube who just went crazy. He was like meme culture. Mm-hmm. Anything he posts will go viral, and you've probably seen his stuff because they use him in memes now.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped from that persona, and now he does rap. And Rise 88 is like all these Rich Chiga, you know Rich Chiga?
Yeah, yeah.
He's in it too. So they're all together, and they created this thing together, which is amazing, because it's just all Asians, creative content, and these guys are just killing it. I was hoping something like that would happen.
No, that's crazy,
because
we actually had that idea. It never went through, but we had that idea in LA, my first trip there.
That would have been amazing.
Before the whole July 15th thing, we thought, you know, why not make like our own kind of clout gang or whatever, you know, why not make our own kind of, like, get our own house going, get our own group going, and kind of do that whole thing. And I thought it would have been awesome. Like, it really, everyone's group energy and everyone's vibe just was amazing. And I would have loved to really get in a house with everyone and just start grinding and just doing our own thing. But I don't know, it just never worked out.
Yeah, which is sad.
Yeah, it sucked. Yeah. Honestly, it sucked, but it's whatever now.
It's sad, man. And then, you know, my run in was like, you know, and I've apologized. You know, I've made a video apologizing. I never got a response back, but it's completely fine. I understand, like, if he wants to keep it that way. But I've had that issue where, you know, I just got really upset because he didn't respond. And when he responded, he's like, hey, you know, I don't know if you know about this, so I'll just kind of run you through it.
I don't know anything about this.
Okay, so around the time when he used to do Middle Eastern content, there was, like, you know, a lot of other Middle Eastern YouTubers. I used to do just regular comedy, and I just started moving into the Middle Eastern stuff, you know, speaking Arabic, because I'm from Egyptian background.
Mm-hmm.
And what background are you?
I'm Iranian.
Iranian. Okay, cool. All right, so basically I was, you know, doing the Egyptian stuff, and then everybody's like, oh my god, this is like, you should check out Fuzi and stuff like that. So I go check him out. You know, my friend, she also told me, she used to like buy his merch and stuff like that. She told me, you should check out Fuzi too. He's like, he's this new Middle Eastern, you guys should collab. He's just like, the stuff he does is like you and stuff. So I check him out. I was really happy to see someone like that, you know, killing it. Because, you know, the more Arabs, Muslims, whatever, that you know, kill it on the platform is good for all of us. Because it just breaks down doors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I reached out to him on his Facebook. And then he responded. And this was during, you know, to be fair to him, this was during his bipolar phase.
Yeah.
And during, you know, his really bad phase. Hit him up and he didn't respond. All my fans were going crazy. They're like, oh my God, this should happen now. This should happen now. They were like hitting him up because, you know, it was crazy at that time. The Middle Eastern content was crazy around that time. I think it was like 2013, 2014, around that time. Mm-hmm. And then he finally responded and I was so hyped. I was like, oh shit, Fousey responded. Let me see what he said. And then he's like, for any media inquiries just like this, email me. I was like, oh man, that kind of hurts. You know, like he threw that line at me. I was like, it's cool. Let me do it. I'll go email right now. And I went to email him and stuff, and I never got a response for weeks. And I know, I understand a lot of people will be like, yo, you're not entitled to a response, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. But they don't get it, you know, because me and you, we're creatives. You know, we're creative people, and we want to create. You know, they don't get that whole thing because we, you know, when you aspire to someone or whatever like that, it's you kind of take it a different way. So, you know, I was stupid and I was like, and I just posted your fake on his Facebook page. And then he flipped out on me. And the way he flipped out was basically, and this is the first time he's ever like really responded to someone who's, because, you know, he watches my stuff and he made it apparent when he gave me a list of 10 reasons why I'll never make it. And and he went in.
That's really foul.
Yeah, and he went in. Like, number one, I don't know who you are. And two, it's actually me who started the Middle Eastern stuff. And it was really dumb. And looking back at it, I wish I never did that because it shows me as a bad character. And he even said, like, you know, towards the end, he was like, and number 10, I still don't know who you are. And finally, this is the last time I'll respond to any, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It triggered him when I said, you're fake. The only reason why I said that is because, like, he said to email him thinking, like, yo, I would have just liked him to say, I'm sorry, it's not really my like,
no,
my
I
thing
get,
right now.
Yeah.
So then from there on, it's just kind of like...
Just escalated and just...
It escalated. We kind of had, like, a bad thing. And then, you know, I started working... around this time, I was friends with Adam and stuff like that. And then, obviously, they had their thing that... They were butting heads. So I kind of seen the whole atmosphere of that. And it left a bad taste in my mouth. And I'm pretty sure it left a bad taste in his mouth. But that's the thing, like, you know, I always felt it was like we were destined as Muslims or whatever it is that we are not going to be able to work together, which sucks. But it should happen. That's why when I saw July 15, you know, I thought this was it. Like, this is his move to bring everybody together that he's beefed with and really create something that everybody's going to want to be a part of. And that's, I kind of thought it was going to be like the Muslim thing.
And he actually tried doing that. Like, the problem with the whole event was that, it was a few things. One, I think I really do firmly believe what he was saying in terms of, you know, something's always crazy until someone achieves it. I think I believe in that and I stand by that 1,000%. You know, no one ever thought we'd be able to fly but the Wright brothers. You know, there's so many instances in the past that have proved that to be right. And I think everything he was saying in terms of that kind of stuff was true. And the problem was his intentions were pure, but just his methods were completely wrong, and how he went about it was wrong. Because the thing is, Yusuf, whether or not he'd want to admit it, I do believe that, and being able to, like, I guess I'm allowed to say this because I knew him for a good amount of time and I was with him for a while, it was like, he's really stubborn. And the problem is, he just didn't listen to any of us when we tried to give him advice, right? And that made us seem like yes men. Because there's I actually did want to address that, because during the whole July 15th thing, was I getting called a yes man? Yeah. And did it make me mad? Of course. But at that point, it was just anything we were to say to Yusuf, whoever, anything like we were to say, like, or tell him or give him advice about, he would either just shut us out completely or just not listen to us. And it was at the point where I remember us all guys talking about it. We were all just like, it's one thing to not accept his decision, but it's also another thing to not respect it, right? So, like, obviously, if he wasn't going to listen to us, I still wanted to be there, though, because he was my brother and he did so much for me. And I still wanted to support him, even though I didn't agree with his decision. And I don't know whether or not that was the right thing to do, but honestly, I don't care, because I don't really regret my actions in the past, because they made me who I am today. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, 100%, man.
And I completely get what you were saying earlier, I think, because Adam and I actually recently got into it a while ago. And honestly, it came to the point where I just realized everything that was going on right now was just so immature. It was just stupid. Like, what was my point? And I thought to myself, I was just like, okay, to get all this stuff to go away, if I need to take an L for everything to go away, and if I need to eat my words for everything to just go back to normal, I'm so fine with doing that. Like, I don't care. It's at that point where I just want to move past it. If I'm wrong, like, I don't I don't care who's wrong. Like, I'll take the blame. I just want it to be done. And that's kind of what I tried doing with Adam. But, you know, now I think just the ball is just in his court, so he could really do whatever he wants with it. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you on that one. And do you think it's going to fix up anytime soon?
I don't know. I really don't know. Anytime I've texted him, he just didn't respond, and then he just ended up making videos about it. And what's really just sus is that he keeps making videos about this. And not only that, but now it's like the videos are about me. And it's like, why are you making videos about me? Like, no one knows who I really am. So it's like, why would you make video? Like, using my name or whatever doesn't do anything. So I don't get why are you making videos, because I just want to put all this aside and just get this, you know, done and over with in person. You know, I told him, I said, let me know whenever you're back from tour. We can meet up with or without cameras. I don't care. I want to get through this. I want to move past this. Like, I want to see you so we can hash this out. And then he started spitting a lot of nonsense at first, and then he ended up just, you know, not responding anymore. So it was just, it's just annoying.
Do you think maybe you did something that really got on his nerves? But
this is what happened. It's so stupid. It's just, oh my God, this is what happened. So my whole thing, for example, what I like to do a lot on Twitch is I like to talk a lot of shit on Twitch, right? But it's just, it's what's it called? It's mostly a character I play. Right?
Okay, yeah.
And not only that, and I'll always mess around with the people viewing, but every once in a while, like, I'll just, because my thing, I always tell them on my Twitch, I always tell the viewers, I'll always have a few hundred, I'll tell the people watching, I'll just be like, yo, if you decide to roast or whatever, you better finish it, because don't get shook if I clap back, right? Don't get hurt if I clap back with something and if I say something back, because I'm going to. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go ahead and do it, but don't start something you can't finish. Mm-hmm. That's always what I say. That's always what I like saying. And everyone's got an opinion, so, and who am I to say otherwise? So I don't really tell my mods to really ban anyone for just talking shit. I only tell them to ban them when they go overboard, right?
Gotcha.
But, so, like, honestly, I completely forgot the question. I'm not even tripping.
No, you said you were going to explain what happened.
Oh, yeah, so this is what happened. This is what happened. So, some Adam Saleh fan pages or whatever, they started just talking cash all of a sudden. They just started talking crazy. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I'm not about to just, I know I just shouldn't respond to this, but, you know, it's just my thing. I'm going to respond to it, and I'm going to make some funny roasts back. Like, and that's just what I was doing. Yeah. And then one thing led to another, and some people were actually getting me heated. So I was like, okay, now I'm actually going to start snapping. So I started just going off on Twitter, going off. And it wasn't even, I didn't think of it as me talking shit about Adam. It's like, I may have said some things where he could have taken it as I was talking shit, and I'm sorry he may have felt that way. But just as everyone is, I'm entitled to my own opinion as well, right? And just because my opinion doesn't really correspond with his doesn't necessarily mean I'm talking shit, right? So at that point, he tweeted out, and I don't think he realizes how much pull he has, especially on his Twitter. So he tweeted out saying I'm a snake. So I was like, yo, and all of a sudden, I didn't think first of it. I didn't think of it at first. I saw the tweet. I was like, all right, whatever, like, fuck it, whatever. So I just go about my day. I open my phone, and I just remember seeing, like, 60 just Twitter, like that number 60 in that red bubble next to my Twitter app. Wow. And I was like, yo, I don't get notifications like this. What the fuck? Like, what just happened? Yeah. So then, all right, I open it. I just have, it's World War III. It's going crazy. Hella people are just coming at my neck. And I was just like, oh my God, why are they coming at my neck? And it was just all Adam Saleh fan pages. The problem is, like I said, people never see the way, like I was talking earlier before, I think when you went to the bathroom, people never see the route. Like, for example, if you and I were to get in an altercation, and if I were to punch you in the face or you were to punch me in the face, all
you will knock me out, so hopefully not.
No, stop. All people see is the punch. No one ever sees how each person was provoked or what happened leading up to the punch. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone just saw that Adam called me a snake, and they never really saw what happened before that. They all thought I was talking shit about him, but I was really just talking shit to his fans. Like, I was, because they were just starting shit, so I was just clapping back to them. I didn't mean any disrespect towards Adam. And then one thing led to another. I ended up making a few stupid videos, which I do regret, and I ended up taking down. And then it goes to hear me saying I'm well ready. And I'm really ready to just eat my words and just move past this, because I'm just tired. I'm really just, one thing you gotta know about me is I'm really lazy. I'm actually so lazy. That's just one really bad trait about me. And I'm just tired. I don't feel like putting up with this stuff anymore. Like, I wanna go about my life, make videos, do my own thing, and I hope that you wanna do the same. But it just doesn't seem like that when he was just still making videos about me. And it's just like, who am I for you to be making videos about? It's just, it just doesn't click in my head as to why.
Yeah. I would ask you what those videos were, but...
No, it was just, it was just, there was one video whenever he was just going off on Fousey. And the thing is, there was like he made four videos, right? And first of all, at one point, it's just like, okay, why are you making four videos? Like, it's not that serious. And then there's, obviously I could say a bunch of reasons as to why he could be doing that, but I don't really want to feel like starting anything else. And one of the videos was mainly about me / Andrew, his other boy, and about how he treats his friends. And I just thought it was really immature of him to really include me in on that. And just, even when I told him it was fine, yes, did I vent? And yes, did I have my doubts about everything? Yeah, but who doesn't? And yes, did we argue? Mm. And yes, we did argue, but also who doesn't? You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. But it was, and yes, I may have said in the past that I wanted to make a video, but all that was just in the heat of the time. It was just in the moment. I never made a video about it. And it was just, this man just included me in on everything and put me in a spot I just had no interest of being in. And that's when everything just started. And then recently, like a week or two ago, I think, he made another video saying that I apologized to him or whatever. Because, yeah, I did. I wanted to just move past it. Like, I don't care. I'll apologize and I'll eat my words and I'll take this loss and take this L and take all the embarrassment, whatever, just so we can just move past it. Because I don't...
That's respectable, man.
Because I appreciate Adam. And there's a fine line between appreciating him and knowing all the good he's done for me, right? And I do. I see that. He's done a lot for me. He's helped me when I'm down, and I'm still down, right? But he helped me a lot, especially when we were in L.A. And he was a really good and genuine friend to me, and I just – I don't want that – after thinking about it, I don't want all that to just be thrown down the drain over something so immature as to what had happened. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's very respectable, man. Like, one thing that's very admirable about you is the fact that you you don't have that ego. A lot of us have.
I'm just tired about arguing. Like, I don't, it's just useless. I want to keep making videos and keep doing that.
Bro, you want to create. You want to make content. That's the most important thing. I'm trying to
get this moolah. I'm broke. Like, I'm hella broke.
Bro, there's a lot of money in YouTube.
I'm hella broke.
But, you know, you gotta be smart about what you do. And at the end of the day, they're all trying to monetize it in their own way. So, you know, drama makes money. So, yeah. You know. So, with that, I really hope that they watch this video and maybe they could hear you out, because, you know, I really just wanted to give you this platform to get to know you, because, you know, my fans were just tagging me and all that stuff. So,
yeah, I was wondering, I was like, when you first invited me to, I was just like, who am I to be coming on a podcast, you know, because I've never done something like this.
So I want to tell you something. I've noticed you saying it a lot. Why do you keep asking, who am I? Like, you're Ahmed, you know, you are a creative, you are somebody, you know, you're not like just a piece of...
Yeah, but that's just, it's so, to me, it's still crazy because it's still so hard to believe that every night when I go on Twitch or whatever, it's hard to believe that 100, maybe 200 people in this world are actually watching me and actually like me, because it's
hard
because...
Own it.
It's like, it's just, I still just can't believe it. And not only that, but it's like, I don't see what everyone else sees. Like, everyone's saying, oh my God, Ahmed, you're funny. I love your stuff and whatever, whatever. I don't see that. Like, the videos I've posted in the past, I maybe only thought one or two were funny. And like, I actually liked. But the others, I was just forced to post. You get what I'm saying?
I see, yeah, yeah.
And it's just, I don't, it's like, I'm just a regular kid from Princeton that just got dragged in on this, even though was it my dream? Yeah. And did I want to do it? Yes. But at the end of the day, whether or not you want to admit it, I did get dragged into this with like the help of Yusuf, and Yusuf did end up putting me on game, even though people followed me because they wanted to follow me, and that you can't really force anyone to follow anyone.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he really did help get my name out there. And then not only that, it's just, yeah,
you know, it's good that you're giving callback to who helped you get in this position, but then you're also holding it. You're making sure that you're able to hold it. You know, some people just get the numbers and then they're here today and gone tomorrow. But you're still here. You got the numbers. You're holding on to it. You got to commend yourself for that. You know what I mean? So that's very important. And I think you should, if you really want to continue this YouTube thing, have some belief in yourself. You got to have thick skin, because it's going to be
I do get that a lot. Really, you know, thank you. I do get that a lot. But it's like, lately, I've honestly, I don't know if I want to. It's like, I started, you know, at first I started YouTube senior year of high school during my senior project. making a YouTube channel was part of my senior project, right? Mm-hmm. And they were completely trash. Like, it was just getting 30 views max, and that was all for my classmates. My school was really small, probably had like 70, 75 kids in my grade. And it was just, it was a really small school, and the videos got nowhere. And I got really discouraged because I was just this Casey Neistat wannabe, like, trying to get this drone footage.
Oh, okay, so that's why you'd be using the booster board.
No, bro, booster boards are crazy, though. They're crazy, though. Like, he did put me on. No, Casey Neistat did put me on booster boards, but they're lit. They're crazy. I got the new stealth one. Yo, oh, my God. I really ate it the other day, yeah. But that's another story.
So you're into filmmaking, too? Because Casey Neistat is, like a filmmaker.
I like it. I like it a lot. I do like editing, and I like doing all that kind of, I like everything. I'm cool with everything, and I love everything. I love everything about this.
About the entertainment world,
everything. And I'm cool in whatever, you know, category I'm in, right? And the reason I YouTube even became a thought in my mind was, like I said, from those old OGs like Kev Jumba and all of them, they are the ones that really got me into YouTube. But now it's like, everyone's so focused on drama and clout and fame. It's like, I feel like my attention shifted elsewhere.
That's why you got to go to Facebook, bro.
That's why I went to Twitch. That's why I want to get consistent on Twitch, because not only is there a lot of fun and just a lot of good memories to be had and made on Twitch, but also there's a good source of income that could be made on Twitch too. And God knows I need that, because I'm honestly like, I don't know how I'm about to... I definitely parked in a spot where I'm going to get a ticket. I just have
hopefully,
that feeling.
Hopefully, inshallah, you don't get.
Hopefully, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I'm about to pay for that ticket. That's how serious it is. But it's all right, though, because I'm still just living life.
Yeah, man, you got it. I think you got it. I think your Twitch is pretty fun. You should really continue doing that Twitch thing, because...
No, yeah, I'm gonna
I mean, like, you could be the... What do you call it?
I mean, they call me the Middle Eastern Tfue on Fortnite already. It genuinely, I even got a highlight tape on YouTube. It goes Tfue Ninja, me. I'm there. I'm top three at least, borderline. And not only that, but when you see someone as good,
you're pretty good on Fortnite.
I'm actually a dog. I really.
We gotta have a match soon.
We do have to have a match.
I kinda suck, but you know, I can get.
I used to suck. Also, Logan Paul. I smacked him in the Friday Fortnite competition.
Nice.
That's honestly one of nice. The, like, an it. Achievement I have on my list. I put that on my resume.
Logan Ball is not really a gamer, though, so does that really count? I don't know if that really counts.
Nah, but it was fun doing that tournament, though, with Yusuf. It was awesome.
That's cool, man. That's really cool. And I hope you guys, like, really hash it out and fix it up. Because, like I said, even though... Fousey or Adam recognize me or even act like I exist anymore, which is kind of sad because, you know, I didn't really do anything that bad to them. But, you know, at the end of the day, we all done stupid shit. But if they're going to keep it like that, I would still wish and hope that, you know, they can continue to succeed and grow, because it's very important because you don't know, like, you know, I don't like seeing people fall, you know, like that's one of the things, you know, I like competition. I'm very freaking competitive.
Yeah.
I do have an ego, I'm not going to lie, but I love seeing people win. I love having a group and seeing people win and getting those numbers. And I hope, you know, in your case, that they will drop it and just continue to ride along with you.
I mean,
and
like
you
I said, I'm
doing great, big things, you know, because at the end of the day, even if they don't, you still got a lot of passion in you for things that, you know, they might not want to do, like Twitch and all that stuff, and you're really good at it.
I would
hope you continue to do that. I hope they look past it, forgive you, and I hope you guys patch it up. But if not, I wish you the best of success, man.
No, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it, honestly. And like I was saying earlier, I would love to, like, patch things up, obviously, but if it doesn't work out, you know, I'm really...
They probably won't. I'm just going to be completely honest.
Yeah, no,
with you.
Yeah. They're probably not. I'm ready.
I mean, I want to be hopeful. I see the sparkle in your eye, bro.
Yeah.
But they probably
they're
won't.
Not. Like, I know they're not, especially with Yusuf.
Yeah.
You know, everyone says, like, it's easy to just make up.
Which is really sad that that's
which
the
it
truth,
sucks. But, it does suck. Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, I can, you know, being that this is... just the life of, like, the entertainment industry and just being
That's how it is, yep.
What's really cool about it is that, or what I can always appreciate about it is that I can always put my phone down and just be with my fam, be with my cousins, the people who've been with me since day one, even when I had no one.
Yeah.
I could just be with them
And this is not, like, just... This is not, like, negativity towards them or anything like that.
No,
they are good
people. It's not.
I mean, I know Adam personally. He's a good guy. And you know, of course, we've had the run-ins, and he's had, you know, his moments. Mm-hmm. We all have our moments. Yeah. I can't hold him accountable for that because I've had a moment, so we can't really go around that. But from what I saw, he was a good guy. And to be honest, I was a good guy to him too. You know, like I always looked out for him and all that stuff. And you know, sometimes they take it the wrong way. You know, like, you know, I always try to gear him away from, you know, the haram stuff and all that stuff. You know, so, but at the end of the day, he was still a good guy. And, you know, my family loves him because, you know, they know him. We used to come to my house. We used to do a lot of videos. I don't know if you've seen our stuff. We used to do a lot. We were running it.
No, I didn't.
We were running it. We were like head to head with Fousey, like when it comes to like the Muslim YouTubers.
That's what my Twitch audience was saying. I've never seen like your guys' stuff.
Yeah.
Because I remember the people I watched on YouTube, it was just a really, really limited list because my attention span is just. It's just stupid. Like, it's just crazy.
And then, but
even today, like, I'll just watch old videos. Or David. If there's one YouTuber I'll only watch, it's really David Dobrik.
I met David Dobrik. Really cool guy.
Oh, my God. Everyone I know is meeting him. And I'm not meeting him. I'm about to
He was at Playlist, bro. You were at Playlist. He was there.
When? Which one?
The one that we went to. I swear to God.
In Jersey?
Yes. The Playlist.
He was not there.
He was. He was right outside the green room. He was getting ready to go on stage.
Bro, I was there both days. Bro, I was there. No, you're tripping. I was there. I was actually there. I saw Tana. I saw all of them. I saw Elda Mills.
Elda Mills is incredible, by the way.
Dude, she is. And I couldn't say what's up to any of them. I don't know why I was tripping. I'm so sick to my... I'm about to throw up. I really didn't see David Dobrik.
Yeah, David Dobrik. I saw him. I can show you the picture, too, but I don't want to rub it in your face.
I'm sick.
He's really cool.
No, he seems really cool and really genuine. That's really why I want to meet him.
Elda Mills is my favorite YouTuber.
Really?
You know why? Because she is changing the game.
She is. I did see a few of her videos. She was really switching it up on us.
No more vlogs. No more this. No, she is taking like stories and making them into wonderful narrative pieces and film art pieces.
No, she's doing her thing completely, like 100%.
And I love it.
She is. It's awesome. I've seen a few of her videos, and plus she's really cool in person. Like I said, I saw her.
If you see my videos, I kind of steal her style.
No, I know what that's like. I stole Casey Neistat's style, but it was like a dollar store version. Like that's literally I'm gonna do a reaction video. Those are like my first videos.
You should
on YouTube. I privated them all now, but they're still there on my account. And it was just I was playing the same music as him, doing the same whack drone footage, trying to do the time lapses and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just a really botched job. It was just a really ugly job.
Hey man, you gotta start somewhere.
Somewhere.
Like,
my videos
were horrendous. Like I was shooting in my ghetto ass apartment. I had cockroaches running around the fucking.
That's so true.
And I was like, I look back, I'm like, oh my god, that is embarrassing. Like roaches running around in the background and stuff. I was like, I gotta clean up my room. I cannot have this. I took that down, thankfully. So you spent all your money on what?
Spent all my money on just laptops and like the gear, a new drone, editing software, all that kind of stuff. I literally didn't have a dollar to my name, and I just started making more YouTube videos. And they were just a lot better in terms of quality-wise.
Yeah.
A lot better. So I was just on a roll. I think by myself, I got like 100K views I was getting, and I had like 10,000 subs or 5,000 subs I got. And I grew like 5,000 to 6,000 subs I grew. And then that's when I met Yusuf right after that. Like at that point when I was growing my channel, I posted a few vids. That's when I met Yusuf, and that's when everything just exponentially started growing a lot more.
Yeah. You know, I hope you just continue, man, because I want to see more. You know, more colored, more people of our...
No, dude, I'm trying.
Just Middle Easterns, Muslims, whatever you want to call it. Arabs. I just want to see more, of you guys on the platform. You know what I mean? Like, I was really one of the very first. Like, I started in 2005, like, when YouTube was not even monetized yet. Like, I was just posting stuff with my friends. It wasn't like...
Damn, I was 7 when you started.
Wow, damn.
I'm 20 now. That's
crazy, man. It's perfect how it was like... It's like back then it was so crazy and now it's like so cookie cutter perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say perfect, but cookie cutter. Like now I'm like, I know what not to put, what not to say, what to do. But it took me that long time because I've been running through different channels, helping others build channels. You know, like I said, me and the guys started like way, way in the back. We started together. And I had all these other channels before then. And then when I really started taking it serious was in 2009. And that's when I started seeing the money roll in and I started seeing the brand deals and I started seeing it was amazing. Like it was pushing me in directions as an actor that I, like my actor friends were like, damn, we wish we jumped on the YouTube thing, you know, getting meeting Common, you know, the rapper, like, mm-hmm. he was just like, and meeting Jackie Chan and getting to work with Carl Wolf, you know, the singer rapper, and it was just so cool, like, to see all this happening because of the YouTube thing. And you know, we have our run-ins and we have our stupidity back in the past, and you look back at it and you're like, damn, you know, like, a lot of the drama now is like fabricated, you know, so a lot of people, because they know it's bringing in like views money. And stuff like that, and money. You know, so you have people doing that fabrication, but that kind of ruins it for people who think it's real, because then they create real drama with their friends, and yeah. then it just gets out of hand, and it gets really crazy. So I want to ask you, what is, like, your ultimate goal, and what's one idea that you have that you're, like, kind of, like, thinking you want to make happen right now? Because okay. I want 2019 to be so Ahmed's year.
Like I was saying, no, thank you for that. Thank you, and I really do appreciate that, but like I was saying, bro, I've no idea what I'm doing, and I'm really lost. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But
yeah.
in terms of goals, shoot, I'm trying to get a six pack. It's coming. They call me the Middle Eastern Zac Efron size Jonah Hill. I did the Jonah Hill part, the Zac Efron part. It's time for that now.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's yeah. in the works. So that's definitely one. A lot of self improvement for a goal. And are you talking about, like, all in all life goals, or is that?
Let's narrow it down to your entertainment goals. Goal, whether it be YouTube, Twitch, just Instagram.
Being able to live a comfortable life, making a living by putting a smile on someone's face. That would be my rehearsed answer.
That sounds cheesy.
Yeah, that's
what I was gonna say.
But my real goal is just get on the red carpet. I want to be on the red carpet. I want to be in a Hollywood movie. I want to be doing that, and I want to be able to yell to everyone that I did it, and then I can do it, and then I'm gonna keep doing it.
And you're working towards that goal. Talk is a lot of, you know, a lot of people do talk, and a lot of people like to talk, but are you really pushing yourself to go to that? Because I believe you can if you put your mind to it.
I may or may not be pushing myself the way I should be right now, mm-hmm. but I'm going to get there. Like, I know myself, and I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I can do, mm-hmm. and I know that if I can't do something, if I can't do something at a time, there's going to be a time where I can do it. And I know I'm going to get this, and I know I'm going to get it down. Just as to how and when, I don't know it yet. But I'm just tunnel vision to this. At the end of the day, regardless of what happens on YouTube or what happens on Twitch or whatever, I'm going to get on the red carpet. Like, I'm going to be on the red carpet one day.
Just promise me one movie. Thing.
What's up?
Don't become cocky.
No. That's I talk about that with everyone that asks, yeah. that tells you that. There's been a lot of YouTubers. I'm not going to name any names because I'm not about to start. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But I'm going to tell you this, man. Don't be nice either.
Yeah.
They will walk over you. I'm that nice guy, and I got walked over. And that's why I'm you know, it's harder when you're the nice guy. You got to be a beast, and you got to walk over people and not mm-hmm. give up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's the truth, man. It's the truth. Like, I've tried
the nice
guy.
That's what sucks
guy.
About it. That's really.
But that's the entertainment world. If you can't handle that, then don't be in it. You know, because I always told myself, you know, it's part of the game. It's like people complain about fans and complain about, but it's part of the game. You know, you got to know that, you know, of course we have our right to privacy, but it's part of the game. Come in this entertainment world, you can be nice, but only to a certain extent. And I was nice, and I've seen people take things from me. Yeah, I've seen people take things from me that I could have had. And then I started going in little beast mode, and that really changed my life. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a time when I was like, I didn't see my friends for a long time. And I was just working, uploading, and then I got myself 10 million subscribers on my YouTube channel, and it's not easy, you know? And now the algorithm's kind of screwing me over, but it doesn't matter. I still achieved something. I got 11 million soon, shall I? I got 1 million people to push the subscribe button, and I'm now almost at 2 million, which I am going to hit. Thank you, man. I'm gonna hit that number by this year, 2 million this year. Right now I'm at 1.8.
I'm aiming for 100K this year. I'm at 20 something K.
Start off small.
I know that you're supposed to shoot for the moon, reach the stars, and I would say a million, but a realistic goal, I want to get that silver plaque button.
Yeah.
Like, and that's been something I've been looking at everyone get.
Yeah.
I want that. Like, I want to be able to get that, because if I think about it, I've never really had any huge, huge achievements in my life, and this would have been, and this is going to be, like, one of those, like, mm-hmm. those haymakers.
Yeah, yeah.
That I'm going to get, and that's really what I want.
Yeah, man, and I'm rooting for you, man. I really want you to make it. And it's going to be cool. And if you know, hopefully in the future, if you want to work with us, we could do a lot of cool work together.
Like,
too.
Like, bro, I'm down for whatever. Like, count me in. I remember telling you this on Twitter. Count me in on whatever. Like, just count it as a yes. I'm down for whatever.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be really fun. And you know, I actually wanted to say this, and I kind of forgot. But one of the biggest things, bro, don't ever let anyone's fan base get to you. Because
I know that's something I learned the wrong.
Yes.
That's something I learned the
Believe
hard
me,
way.
I learned the wrong way too, and I wish I told you. I wish I met you earlier because I would have let you know, like, hey, do not. Because to be honest with you, that's one of the main things that kind of screwed me over too. I responded to the wrong fan who's saying the wrong thing, and then that just was like an avalanche of hell afterwards.
It's just
Don't
a
let
domino
any
effect. It's annoying. It's really annoying. But
yeah.
I'm over it. I'm
exactly.
Good now.
Yeah. So just be careful next time. You know, it's a good thing you made this mistake. Now just do your thing. You have a lot of eyes on you now because, you know, I would imagine Fousey's not really doing it. He's not, like, on the scene right now. I don't know if he's going to come back. I hope he does. If he doesn't, you know, he's he's left us with some great stuff. I mean, I'm going to be real. You know,
he's got a very successful and good track record.
I don't like
behind
spreading
him.
Negativity or anything like that. I mean, sometimes, you know, I made videos, but they're all, like, you know, skits and stuff like that. You know, like, it was never something coming, like, personally at him. He has left us with some good work. You know what I mean? But now it's time for other people to come in because, you know, people come and go.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's people that are going to give us greater work. You know what I mean? And I think you are at the forefront of that. So if you continue to do that, I'm serious. Like, if you continue to do that, you are going to do things. Now I don't chase clout. Sometimes I do. But the thing is, that's not me. You know what I mean? What I do is now I go for longevity. Believe it or not, I've been on YouTube all these years and people are like, oh, you fell off. You're irrelevant. I'm like, yeah, to the same people. Like, who's still doing it? I'm still doing it.
That's what I'm saying. You still got that. Yeah. Everyone's points when they make that, they just sound, they're so ignorant because you still are able to say, yo, I still have this gold play button. Like, I still have, I'm about to hit 2 million subscribers this year. Like,
I'm still creating.
You don't have that. That's what I'm saying.
And like, I'm still doing what I love. I got a new music video coming out soon. It's a parody of a big, big song and in Egypt. And I'm really excited about that because, like, I brought back
hopefully
my.
Hopefully, goes well, man.
Yeah, inshallah. Thank you, bro. I brought back my old persona, which is Are We Famous Now. That was my channel. How it started, it was like, you know, we started off as group, and now I'm bringing it back where it's Are We Famous Now. Now it's me and the fans. It's like Are We Famous Now, because the content I created as that persona was the content that got me here in the first place. So now it's still Kareem Jovian. That's the name of my channel. Yeah. But Are We Famous Now is back. I'm gonna have all these cool social experiments that really touch upon important topics. And I'm bringing back music videos, parodies, and sketches, and all that stuff. So, and the quality is going to be top-notch this time. Not going to really worry about anything else or anybody else, what they have to say. I'm just going to do what I want to do, and that's the most important thing. I just want to keep creating because, you know, as being I don't know how it is for you, but like myself, you know, being a creator, one of the hardest things is getting motivation, being inspired. You know, I'm not a machine.
Right,
I can't post
too.
Daily. You know, I can't fake things and create like something daily. Nah, man, I have a life too. I like being private. I like being with my girlfriend, my family, and all that, and just like, you know, having that private life too, because then I don't want to lose sight of who I am.
Lose sight of your roots.
Exactly. And then, but I have this motivation thing that sometimes be like, oh my God, that would be a great video. Let's do it. You know? So I'm back at that. I like seeing creatives and being surrounded because it helps with that whole mood. So I have a couple of short films that I'm working on, and I have some episodes, and I'm gonna definitely call you. You gotta show me,
dude. True.
Show me your acting chops.
I'm down for whatever, like I told you.
So yeah, and it's gonna be cool, man. And just remember, you know, take it easy. You know, if someone sends you negative feedback towards your way, ignore it.
Yeah, no, I'm not really sure about that kind
of
stuff.
Because one thing I've noticed about a lot of creators, and it's the biggest mistake they do, and my friend, he's victim to this. He always responds because he, like, the hate that he gets kind of, like, hits him in, like, the in the gut, you know?
Yeah.
And then he kind of just responds. And then I'm like, bro, you have so many fans that are supporting you, saying good things. Why would you take the time to support to respond to the negativity when you got a fan who loves you and it would be the world to them for you to respond to them? Like, why take that energy and just send it to the hater? Now, that inadvertently, you know, would make other people think, hey, if I send him hate, even though I'm a fan, he will respond to me.
I want him to respond to me.
So they're going to start sending hate, and they're going to think that's the negative, and the negativity is going to grow. So that's why I ignore all hate now. I love the mute button on Twitter. You press that thing, they don't even know that they're non-existent. It's amazing. Yeah. It's better than blocking them.
It is better than blocking, honestly. I've done that a lot. But it's the thing with me, like I said, I've gotten hate a lot in my life, like a lot. I was really, we were pretty much poor when I was a kid, and I was dead ass. I only had three shirts, and they were Hollister my aunt bought me. And I would just, I remember it was a lime green, a dark green, and a light blue.
Yeah.
Those were the three colors I had, and I would just, every single day, I would alternate between them all. And I would have one pair of jeans from Walmart and one pair of kicks. So that was what I would wear consistently. And honestly, I got so much hate and was ridiculed and made fun of almost every single day of my life until like sophomore year, junior year.
Wow.
And it sucked, but it also, it made me really strong to all this hate and all that kind of stuff that get on YouTube. And strong enough to the point where actually, like, there's really nothing someone could say to me that I haven't heard before. But it's really at that point where I'll like responding to hate to the point, like, on YouTube at least. For example, if someone were to say, like, hate comments or something like that, I'll make a funny joke out of it. Like, if someone says, yo, you're so ugly and fat, I'll just respond with yo mama. Like, I'll just like, respond with yo mama jokes. I'll respond with anything like that.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, LMAO, thanks, boo, like, something like that. And I would hit them with that. Because, you know, always, at the end of the day, I don't really care. It's like,
that's good.
It's whatever.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think if you treat them back with something funny or something, or some kind of love or whatever, you could just turn one person at a time.
That's good, man. And I hope you continue that, because that's good. You know, you're responding to negativity with positivity. It works. I like that.
Thank you.
That's really cool, man. And then, you know, kind of to wrap it up, but like our final thoughts. I mean, do you think, I don't know if you're religious or like whatever, like, do you think like your Muslim background will have an effect in
trying to be? It sucks, man, because the reality of it is that everyone, a lot of people, especially on YouTube and in this platform and in this industry, I know it's what I signed up for, but people are really judgmental, like, to the point where they take no mercy on anyone. Mm-hmm. And it's like, for example, a lot of people are always telling me, yo, that's haram, or yo, you can't do that, whatever.
Yeah.
They'll always judge me on that. And because of my religion, I'm not really that religious, if I'm being honest. It's really like my mom and my house. That's the most religious, and then everyone else.
I think that's how it always is, right?
Yeah.
Our parents are the most religious.
So we're not really that religious. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I still don't eat pork or anything like that, but.
Same here.
Yeah.
It's not good for you anyway.
So that's pretty much that. But it doesn't bother me anymore, because at the end of the day, I realize that they're just hypocrites, right? It is haram, yes, to maybe at that time what I'm doing, it could be, right? But it also is haram to judge others and to also not have any respect for others and not treat them the way you'd want to be treated, as it says in the Quran, I believe. So it's like if anything, there's a little bit of hypocrisy going on where people are actually, they're being hypocrites themselves by judging you and doing something that's in and of itself haram while calling you out for doing something haram. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of people don't really know that the Quran itself says, لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَلَيَ دِينِي, which means you have your religion and I have mine.
Yeah.
So, just
it's one thing. For example, like, I remember
that speaks for itself.
Yeah, it really does. And I remember getting into it with someone about, you know, gay marriage or being gay, and someone said, "Oh my God, Ahmed, you're so gay," whatever. Like, someone commented, and I said, "All right, first of all, I'm not gay, but second of all, there's no harm in being gay. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. And three, it's 2019 now. You know, if I can't come out to you guys, my fam, who can I come out to then, right?"
Yeah.
And then four, it's just like, it's one thing not to accept my decision to be gay, but it's another thing to respect it. And I know I might not expect you to accept it, but I damn sure expect you to respect it and just respect my wishes and my independent free will to do whatever I please.
Yeah. You know, if you want to get technical, I mean, I've been researching a lot of this stuff.
Technically, I started researching it because I was interested in it.
Technically, it's actually not haram to be gay. It's only haram to have gay sex. So the act of loving another man is not wrong.
Shoot.
But
that just blew my mind.
But sleeping with another man, that's a different issue, and that's like something different. You know, because, you know, and we could have a whole like other podcast about religion and stuff like that. But like, you know, because you know, with women, you can't, you know, have, you know, sleep, you can't have anal sex. But then, you know, with guys, that's all they can have, minus the other thing. So it kind of like it comes from that realm. Because, you know, a lot of people there's a lot of things that people were saying, and I loved researching that stuff and going into the technicals of it. I, believe it or not, know a lot about my religion, and it's something that I pride myself on because...
Yeah, I don't know that much.
I want people to, like, you know, because people come at me a lot, especially with my following. You know, I've had... there was, like, a time when there was an army of, like, white supremacists and all these people coming at me, and they were throwing things at me that would surprise me, and I'll be like, whoa, okay. I respect that. Now let me go research and check that out, because that's something I never knew. And then what they're saying was right. But then I dig deeper, and then I find the correct answer that they were trying to, you know, reverse. So it's very important. But I'm just letting you know, get ready, because you have that background. They're going to be using that against you. So I'm just
They're already using it against you. There's two things that I see consistently on a daily basis. It's one of them's that, and another one is, why are you always talking black? And I just, that's such. They sound
What do you think about that, Nye?
They sound so ignorant when they say something like that. We talked about it. It's so annoying. It's just, oh my God. Like, it's, for example, they're saying it's I'm stealing, it's like cultural appropriation, I believe they were saying it was, and how I'm talking black or talking Ebonics or whatever. And it's just like, if that's the case, and if I'm looking at it from their point of view, then to play devil's advocate, if that's the case, then if you were to take a white kid and put him in an all black neighborhood, or put a black kid in an all-white neighborhood, would it be racist for that white kid or the black kid to speak around those, to speak like those around them?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then would it be racist to conform or racist to fit in? So it's just, I just... No, go ahead. I'm interested.
Go ahead,
I'm interested.
So there's a difference between appropriation and assimilation. So, like, the way I speak very proper sometimes, but I code switch. So I can speak, like, from the hood, because I'm from the hood, but I'm also educated... Whatever. I know the difference, right? Speaking this way is called assimilation. That means that this is for protection from...
Okay, so...
See, I dropped out of school, so she really just put me in my spot. So.
I just got to say, man, thank you so much for coming through, man. I really appreciated this, chat
anytime,
we had.
Yeah, no, anytime, man, honestly.
It was cool. It was enlightening. And again, I would hope, you know, that... negative past, whatever is going on, that you guys patch it up and everything goes well, because I really would love to see that. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't, I hope that
whatever happens.
Exactly. I hope that you continue chasing your dream, because I love people just trying to create, you know, and being creative, and I hope you continue to do that and not give up. We might have you on the show again. We might, but we're definitely going to have you on our content that we create in the future. Stay on the lookout for my new music video. It's coming out soon. It's called it's not really called anything right now, but it's called
soon then.
Mafia Parody, Jovian. I guess that's what I'm going to call it. But so Ahmed, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, man. Honestly, thank you.
Yeah,
it was a blast doing something like this. It's my first time just being here. Not only that, but also doing something like this. And yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah,
shoot,
man. That's cool, man. I hope now you could check out my content and my stuff. And if there's anything you like, just let me know. Give me some feedback.
Man.
I love
100%
feedback from many different types of people. All right. So thank you guys so much for watching this. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe, and comment below what your favorite part was or what we should talk about in the future. And A Breezy, tell them what your socials are so they can follow you.
Which camera was that?
That one? That one right there.
It's going to be youtube.com/abreezy. And then ABreezyENT for all my other socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. So definitely go check it out. Show it some love. I'd really appreciate it. And yeah, only follow/subscribe if you want to.
All right, man. It was nice meeting you.
Thank you, man.
Have a good one. Oh! Whoa, your camera, is it fine?
What?
All right, that was fine.
Redo.
No. Yeah, let's redo that shit. I was worried about the phone, but it's good.
It's all good.
Yo, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you coming through. It was really cool. It was really cool, man. And I hope, you know, you continue doing what you want to do, man.
I don't think I broke this. Did
I? Nah, don't worry about it.
Hello?
No,
hello?
They got another one.
They got the one. That's not breaking their bank.